Hello there, I'm Deb Knight, and welcome to the Money News Market Wrap podcast, your daily dose of money movements delivered straight to your device on this Tuesday, the 16th of April, 2024. Well, a total bloodbath. That's the only way to describe the trading day, really, with big losses on Wall Street tanking the Australian market. The ASX 200 fell as much as 2% within the trading day, but recovered towards the close to finish down 1.8%, or 140 points, to 7,612. It is the single largest day of losses since March last year, setting the market back to where it was in mid-February. Every sector finished in the red, with discretionary stocks at the bottom of the pile. And while global markets have been roaring on the prospect of rate cuts all year, one lot of bad data can wipe all that growth away. Just as we track things like the inflation rate, GDP growth and unemployment to see how the economy is travelling, retail sales strength in the US took a huge chunk out of any rate cut chances. Sales numbers make a great indicator of future inflation and climbed by 0.7% in the US across last month. That was well ahead of forecasts and came after a 0.9% jump in February. Increases in monetary policy are made for the exact opposite reason. So if the pain just doesn't exist for consumers, then why are the rate cuts even needed? And that's the question the US Fed will be asking. And it's why markets are falling as they are at the moment. The market gains of recent months had been built on the expectations of cuts coming sooner rather than later, so this was not the news Wall Street was hoping for. The S&P 500 closed 1.2% lower, while the Dow Jones fell 0.7%. Big tech stocks like Apple, Nvidia and Microsoft fell by more than 2% each, while the Nasdaq was down by 1.8% overall. So after those sort of numbers, it was no surprise that the ASX also took a beating. So let's start with those falling, and there were plenty of them. An iron ore sell-off saw BHP lose 1.8%, Fortescue down 2.8%, and Rio Tinto down 2.9%. The big banks all suffered, losing around 2%. A feisty Senate inquiry into the supermarket saw Woolworths and Coles both shed 1.2%. And it was another day of pain for Star Entertainment shareholders after shares dropped more than 14% as the public inquiry continues. A tougher job today is finding some winners, with fewer than 10% of the top 200 in the green. Drugs company IDT saw shares climb 12.4% after it secured a contract of up to $3.5 million with a French pharmaceutical giant. A couple of good results for New Zealand-based energy companies listed on the ASX, with Contact Energy up by 5% and Mercury up by 5.9%, while BWP Trust, Yancoal and PEXA Group all finished more than 1% higher. On the currency markets, a hold on US rates will always be bad news for our dollar. It's now buying 64.3 US cents, 51.7 British pence, 99 Japanese yen, 60 euro cents and $1.09 New Zealand. Brent crude remains above US $90 a barrel. Investors looking for safety in gold saw prices jump yet again to US $2,401 an ounce. Iron ore futures dropped to $111 a tonne, and a rougher day for Bitcoin holders sees the digital asset valued at $98,057 Aussie dollars. Now, here's something I don't think many workers would say no to. How would you like to double the amount of paid leave you get every year? Sounds good. The catch is you'd have to take it on half your pay, which would still appeal to a lot of people. That's what employer groups and the unions are nutting out right now, and they're close, by all accounts, to introducing the new leave right to give staff and companies greater flexibility for paid time off. The sticking point, though, is who has the right to say no, the safeguards. Unions want any leave request refusal to be based on reasonable criteria, but employers want full discretion, arguing many businesses would simply struggle to accommodate longer staff absences. It's now over to the Fair Work Commission, which is considering the change and is due to decide by the middle of the year. Tonight on the show, I'll look at how fair today's slamming of the Woolworths boss was by the Green senator heading up the supermarket inquiry. I'll find out how artificial intelligence could add $200 billion to our economy, what's in store for Bitcoin with this week's halving of supply, and we'll celebrate our latest small business champion, a very impressive entrepreneur who turned a hairy situation into success. That's all at 7pm tonight on your radio, via streaming, or in your podcast feed. I'm Deb Knight. I'll speak to you then.